PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, a new set of charges against the ex-mayor of a shore town already accused of fraud.
Former Wildwood Mayor Peter Byron is accused of abusing his position to request a job from a city attorney, then failing to pay state taxes on about $40,000 from that job over 2 years. The 68-year-old Byron pleaded guilty to federal tax fraud last year. He's now indicted of official misconduct and other charges. Since last year, he's also faced fraud charges for allegedly taking state health benefits as an unqualified worker. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two suspects charged with murder in connection to a cold case out of New Jersey. The Mercer County Prosecutor's Office says Brian Goodman of Trenton and Jason Howard, who's behind bars in Rhode Island for an unrelated incident, are charged with first-degree murder and robbery. They're accused of fatally beating and robbing Leroy Julius and dragging his body to an empty gravel lot in Ewing Township in May 2008. Authorities say advancements in forensic science helped nab the two after a tip last year led to the reopening of the case. A New Jersey woman wants Wendy's to pay up for making her sick. Natalie Migliori reports.
The Essex County resident is suing the fast food corporation, claiming she was hospitalized after eating food she bought from the Wendy's on Central Avenue in East Orange back in April of 2022. The plaintiff bought a junior cheeseburger deluxe, a Caesar salad with pomegranate dressing, and Parmesan crisps for $18.41. She soon started experiencing nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting, and went to the hospital the next day where she was treated. The woman claims the incident caused her emotional distress, and she wants Wendy's to pay for her medical expenses and the wages she lost for having to take time off work to recover.
Five New Jersey municipalities impacted by Hurricane Ida will receive more than $17 million from the state to help make their public infrastructure more resilient to natural disasters. This according to My Central Jersey. The towns receiving the grants from the Resilient Communities Program are Manville, Carteret, Kingwood, Sayreville, and Flemington. The money will be used for things like property acquisition, stormwater management, a bioretention facility, dry floodproofing, property demolition, and more. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Another chilly start to the day with temperatures in the 30s and 40s this morning, but it's going to be another beautiful April day with sunny skies, a fresh breeze, and seasonable high temperatures reaching into the lower to mid 60s. Clouds will fill in this evening, lows dip into the upper 40s, and tomorrow expect a quick round of showers in the morning, then becoming partly sunny and a bit windy. High temperatures still on the mild side tomorrow in the mid 60s. New Jersey weather may possible by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77. And guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Right now, Morristown, 34 degrees. It's 34 in Ewing. Turnersville, 39. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.